Tienen que.
We must.
Tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
We must go there.
Tenemos que ir allí.
Tenemos que ir allí.
And again, what was here in Spanish, here?
Aquí.
Aquí.
And there is?
Allí.
Allí.
And again, we must go there.
Tenemos que ir allí.
Tenemos que ir allí.
How would you say, at what time must we go there? At what time do we have to go there?
¿A qué hora tenemos que ir allí?
¿A qué hora tenemos que ir allí?
Or perhaps you'd rather complain and say, why do we have to go there?
¿Por qué tenemos que ir allí?
¿Por qué tenemos que ir allí?
So again, what is to go in Spanish?
Ir.
Ir.
I go or I am going in Spanish is
voy.
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 What was the word for to that we learnt earlier? For instance, to Madrid or to invite to Paul. What was the word we used for to?
A.
A.
So how would you say I'm going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
How would you say I'm going to reserve a table?
Voy a reservar una mesa.
Voy a reservar una mesa.
I'm going to prepare the coffee.
Voy a preparar el café.
Voy a preparar el café.
How about I'm going to speak Spanish?
Voy a hablar español.
Voy a hablar español.
How do you think you'd say I'm not going to speak Spanish?
No voy a hablar español.
No voy a hablar español.
The word for English, English in Spanish is
inglés.
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 How would you say I'm going to speak English?
Voy a hablar inglés.
Voy a hablar inglés.
How about I'm not going to speak English?
No voy a hablar inglés.
No voy a hablar inglés.
How would you say I'm not going to speak English this evening? I'm going to speak Spanish.
No voy a hablar inglés esta noche. Voy a hablar español.
No voy a hablar inglés esta noche. Voy a hablar español.
So, you'll find that this word for I go or to go is always followed by this word meaning to. And again, what was the word for to?
A.
And so that will always be coming after go or I go or whatever. So again, how would you say I am going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
He is going or she is going or you formal are going is
va a.
Va a.
Va a.
Va a.
Now, because obviously you have the ba and the a and they have a similar sound, when Spanish speakers use it, they tend to really, you don't hear the a sound very much. And it becomes a bit like a sheep sound. So again, let's have it sped up so that you know what to expect to hear for he or she or you are going to.
Va.
Va.
So it almost sounds like the second A isn't there, but perhaps it's slightly longer and has a slight sort of ba sound. So, how would you say he is going to speak Spanish?
Va a hablar español.
Va a hablar español.
And he's not going to speak Spanish.
No va a hablar español.
No va a hablar español.
What is because in Spanish? Because.
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
How would you say he's not going to speak Spanish because he can't speak Spanish?
No va a hablar español porque no puede hablar español.
No va a hablar español porque no puede hablar español.
So again, what is I am going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
He, she, you are going to?
Va.
Va.
And without the to, what is he or she or you are going?
Va.
Ba.
So what will be you informal are going? Again, without the to.
Bas.
Bas.
And with the to?
Bas a.
Bas a.
How would you say you are going to come this evening, informal?
Vas a venir esta noche.
Vas a venir esta noche.
And turn it into a question. Are you coming this evening?
Vas a venir esta noche.
Vas a venir esta noche.
Try making it into a negative question. Aren't you coming this evening?
No vas a venir esta noche.
No vas a venir esta noche.
What is to leave in Spanish, to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
That's spelt S-A-L-I-R. So again, what is to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
How would you say you, informal, are going to leave later?
Vas a salir más tarde.
Vas a salir más tarde.
And turn it into a question. Are you going to leave later?
Vas a salir más tarde.
Vas a salir más tarde.
How would you say, at what time are you going to leave later?
¿A qué hora vas a salir más tarde?
¿A qué hora vas a salir más tarde?
How about why are you going to leave later?
¿Por qué vas a salir más tarde?
¿Por qué vas a salir más tarde?
And if someone's overstayed their welcome, how would you say, why aren't you going to leave later?
¿Por qué no vas a salir más tarde?
¿Por qué no vas a salir más tarde?
And again, what is I am going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
But he, she, or you are going to?
Va.
Va.
You informal are going to.
Vas a.
Vas a.
And how would you say you informal are going without the to?
Vas.
Vas.
So how do you think you would say you are going more than one of you? Again, without the two. So, you all are going.
Van.
Van.
And you are going to?
Van a.
Van a.
How would you say you, all of you, are going to leave?
Van a salir.
Van a salir.
At what time are you all going to leave?
¿A qué hora van a salir?
¿A qué hora van a salir?
How about, why are you all going to leave?
¿Por qué van a salir?
¿Por qué van a salir?
What would be they are going to leave?
Van a salir.
Van a salir.
And are they going to leave?
Van a salir.
Van a salir.
So again, what is I am going?
Voy.
Voy.
He, she, you formal are going?
Va.
Va.
Keeping in mind that when you say we are doing something, it normally simply adds something like a mos to the end. So if you've got mos being added, how do you think you'd say we are going?
Vamos.
Vamos.
And we are going to?
Vamos a.
Vamos a.
To buy in Spanish, to buy is
comprar.
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 Spelt C-O-M-P-R-A-R. How would you say we are going to buy something?
Vamos a comprar algo.
Vamos a comprar algo.
We are going to buy it.
Vamos a comprarlo.
Vamos a comprarlo.
Make it negative. We aren't going to buy it.
No vamos a comprarlo.
No vamos a comprarlo.
The word for today in Spanish, today, is
hoy.
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 How would you say, we aren't going to buy it today?
No vamos a comprarlo hoy.
No vamos a comprarlo hoy.
How would you say, we are going to buy it?
Vamos a comprarlo.
Vamos a comprarlo.
Turn that into a question. Turn it into, are we going to buy it?
Vamos a comprarlo.
Vamos a comprarlo.
Now turn it into a negative question. Aren't we going to buy it?
No vamos a comprarlo.
No vamos a comprarlo.
Now turn it into, why aren't we going to buy it?
¿Por qué no vamos a comprarlo?
¿Por qué no vamos a comprarlo?
What is to know in Spanish, to know? You only mentioned it very early on in the course. Do you remember what it is?
Saber.
Saber.
If you've forgotten this, I wouldn't worry too much, as I did ask you to forget early on. So again, to know in Spanish is...
Saber.
Saber.
How would you say, I want to know?
Quiero saber.
Quiero saber.
I want to know why.
Quiero saber por qué.
Quiero saber por qué.
I want to know why we are going.
Quiero saber por qué vamos.
Quiero saber por qué vamos.
I want to know why we are not going.
Quiero saber por qué no vamos.
Quiero saber por qué no vamos.
I want to know why we are not going to.
Quiero saber por qué no vamos a.
Quiero saber por qué no vamos a.
I want to know why we are not going to buy it.
Quiero saber por qué no vamos a comprarlo.
Quiero saber por qué no vamos a comprarlo.
Again, what is I am going?
Voy.
Voy.
And I am going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
He, she, it is going to.
Va.
Va.
You, informal, are going to.
Vas a.
Vas a.
You, more than one of you, or they, are going to.
Van a.
Van a.
Finally, we are going to.
Vamos a.
Vamos a.
We are going to leave.
Vamos a salir.
Vamos a salir.
To arrive in Spanish is...
Llegar.
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 You can probably hear the y sound at the beginning because it's spelt with a double L at the beginning, so it's pronounced according to the tortilla pronunciation rule. So to arrive in Spanish is spelt L-L-E-G-A-R and is pronounced
llegar.
Llegar.
How would you say we are going to arrive?
Vamos a llegar.
Vamos a llegar.
Again, make sure to keep that a after we are going, I am going, he is going, she is going. It's always there. So one more time, we are going to arrive.
Vamos a llegar.
Vamos a llegar.
We're going to arrive tomorrow.
Vamos a llegar mañana.
Vamos a llegar mañana.
What was the Spanish word for but?
Pero.
Pero.
How would you say they are going to arrive?
Van a llegar.
Van a llegar.
And I am going to arrive?
Voy a llegar.
Voy a llegar.
I'm going to arrive this evening, but they are going to arrive tomorrow.
Voy a llegar esta noche. Pero van a llegar mañana.
Voy a llegar esta noche, pero van a llegar mañana.
So again, what is to visit in Spanish?
Visitar.
Visitar.
To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
To arrive.
Llegar.
Llegar.
To know.
Saber.
Saber.
To leave.
Salir.
Salir.
To see.
Ver.
Ver.
To come.
Venir.
Venir.
To go.
Ir.
Ir.
To eat.
Comer.
Comer.
Do you remember what to take is? To take we haven't done for a little while.
Tomar.
Tomar.
Again, if you forget it, think of taking a tomato. To buy.
Comprar.
Comprar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
And what was I would like in Spanish? I would like.
Quisiera.
Quisiera.
So, I would like to eat now.
Quisiera comer ahora.
Quisiera comer ahora.
I would like a double room.
Quisiera una habitación doble.
Quisiera una habitación doble.
So again, what is to take in Spanish?
Tomar.
Tomar.
How would you say I can take a taxi? Again, if you've forgotten taxi, you might well be able to guess it. So I can take a taxi.
Puedo tomar un taxi.
Puedo tomar un taxi.
And can I take a taxi?
Puedo tomar un taxi.
Puedo tomar un taxi.
How would you say, where can I take a taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
That may sound a little odd, but how would you say, where can I buy a taxi?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un taxi?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un taxi?
Of course, it's unlikely you're going to want to buy a taxi in order to get about. Far more likely you're going to want to buy a ticket and use some form of public transport, perhaps. A ticket in Latin American Spanish is...
Un boleto. Un boleto.
How would you say, again in Latin America, where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un boleto? ¿Dónde puedo comprar un boleto?
If you're buying a ticket in Spain, you'll say...
Un billete. Un billete.
So in Spain, how would you say, where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un billete? ¿Dónde puedo comprar un billete?
If someone gestures to you and points and says, over there, how would they say that?
Allí.
Allí.
You will, of course, need to tell someone where it is you want to go. So, for instance, to say for Madrid, a ticket for Madrid, just to say for Madrid would be...
Para Madrid.
Para Madrid.
So how would you say for Chihuahua?
Para Chihuahua.
Para Chihuahua.
So, Chihuahua is in Mexico. So how would you say there, a ticket for Chihuahua?
Un boleto para Chihuahua. Un boleto para Chihuahua.
Again, in the context, if you're there trying to buy a ticket for a train and you use the wrong word, it's very likely you're going to be understood because the context will simply make it clear. And local people will probably be familiar with the other word. However, the usage in their own country might be slightly different. So don't worry about this tremendously, but it is useful to learn the variations where they do exist. So again, for Latin America, how will you say a ticket for Chihuahua?
Un boleto para Chihuahua. Un boleto para Chihuahua.
If by contrast you're in Spain, how would you say a ticket for Madrid?
Un billete para Madrid. Un billete para Madrid.
So how would you say, I would like a ticket for Chihuahua?
Quisiera un boleto para Chihuahua. Quisiera un boleto para Chihuahua.
How about, I would like a ticket for Madrid?
Quisiera un billete para Madrid. Quisiera un billete para Madrid.
Again, if you're still struggling with this, don't worry too much. It won't be the end of the world if you get them wrong. However, I will be giving you lots of practice here so that you can get used to which is which. So again, let's see. What is a ticket for a train ticket, for instance, in Latin America, it would be
un boleto.
And for Spain, what would a ticket be?
Un billete.
How about two tickets in Spain?
Dos billetes.
And again, a ticket in Latin America?
Un boleto.
Now, two tickets in Latin America.
Dos boletos.
How would you say, I would like two tickets for Chihuahua?
Quisiera dos boletos para Chihuahua.
How would you say, I would like two tickets for Madrid?
Quisiera dos billetes para Madrid.
Now, when you get a ticket, you might be asked whether you want first or second class. The word for class in Spanish is very similar to the word for class in English. See if you can guess what it is, keeping in mind that the word for class in Spanish adds an E to the end. So how do you think you'd say class in Spanish?
Clase.
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 To say first class, you'll more or less say primary class, which in Spanish would be
primera clase.
Primera clase.
Primera clase.
Primera clase.
Second class, you may be able to guess. Again, add an A to the end of the English word second and see what you come up with for second class. How do you think you'd say it?
Segunda clase.
Segunda clase.
Segunda clase.
Segunda clase.
And again, what was first class?
Primera clase.
Primera clase.
And second class?
Segunda clase.
Segunda clase.
The word for or in Spanish is actually represented by a single letter, the letter O. So the word or in Spanish is pronounced
O.
O.
It's pretty easy to remember because it is just a single letter. So the letter O means or. So how would you say first or second class?
Primera o segunda clase.
Primera o segunda clase.
Let's try turning it into a question now that you might be asked. First or second class?
Primera o segunda clase.
Primera o segunda clase.
Let's try another scenario now. You're in Mexico and you decide you're going to take a coach. You ask a passerby where it is you can buy a ticket. So, say, where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un boleto?
The passerby says, over there.
Allí.
You go up to the ticket office and say, a ticket for Chihuahua, please.
Un boleto para Chihuahua, por favor.
The person at the ticket office says, first or second class. How would they say that?
Primera o segunda clase.
Say, first class, please.
Primera clase, por favor.
The person at the ticket office says, 12 pesos, please.
$12, 12 pesos, por favor.
Let's try another scenario now. You're going to take a coach again, but this time in Spain. So make sure to use the correct word for ticket, considering the fact that you are in Spain. Again, ask a passerby, say, where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un billete?
The passerby says, over there.
Allí.
You go up to the ticket office and say, a ticket for Madrid, please.
Un billete para Madrid, por favor.
The person at the ticket office says, first or second class.
Primera o segunda clase.
You reply, first class, please.
Primera clase, por favor.
They tell you, 12 euros, please.
€12, por favor.
You may remember from earlier that words that end in ECT in English end in ECTO in Spanish, so ect becomes ecto. With that in mind, how would you say correct in Spanish?
Correcto.
Correcto.
How would you say it is correct?
Es correcto.
Es correcto.
And keep in mind that, of course, the word you'll be using for it is in this context will be
es.
Es.
And it will not be
está.
Está.
Which is used for dealing with where things are, but not what things are. Es, of course, is used for dealing with what something is like. So what's it like? It's correct. It's perfect. In fact, how would you say that? It's perfect.
Es perfecto.
Es perfecto.
How about it's direct?
Es directo.
Es directo.
How would you turn that into a question and say, is it direct?
Es directo.
Es directo.
Again, that's something useful, perhaps if you're going to take a train. The train in Spanish, to actually say the word the train, is
el tren.
El tren.
El tren.
El tren.
How would you say the train for Madrid?
El tren para Madrid.
El tren para Madrid.
The train for Barcelona.
El tren para Barcelona.
El tren para Barcelona.
Again, how would you say this evening in Spanish, this evening?
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
So, what's the word for this?
Esta.
Esta.
How do you think you'd say this train?
Este tren.
Este tren.
Now, you may have noticed a slight difference in the pronunciation of this. Listen again. This evening in Spanish is
esta noche.
Esta noche.
And the word being used for this with evening is
esta.
Esta.
This is because in Spanish, evening is feminine. You can always associate anything feminine in Spanish with letter A, really. So think of Roberta, Maria, with an A on the end, Angela. These are all Latin names, and the female version always ends with an A. That's something to keep in mind. However, train is masculine. So again, let's listen to this train.
Este tren.
Este tren.
And just the word this on its own for train?
Este.
Este.
It's not always actually entirely clear in speech when it's spoken quickly, so it's not something to worry about tremendously. But you will notice there has been a change in spelling. This for feminine is spelt E-S-T-A, and this for masculine, E-S-T-E. Again, they don't sound incredibly different, so it's not something to have a huge worry about. But I want to point it out now, as it will help you particularly later when you start reading Spanish, and you will notice a spelling difference. So, one more time, how would you say this evening in Spanish?
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
But this train?
Este tren.
Este tren.
And so again, what is the word for this, for something masculine like a train?
Este.
Este.
To say, is this the train in Spanish? You will say,
¿Es este el tren?
¿Es este el tren?
So quite literally, just like in English, is this the train? How would you say, is this the train for Madrid?
¿Es este el tren para Madrid?
¿Es este el tren para Madrid?
Is this the train for Barcelona?
¿Es este el tren para Barcelona?
¿Es este el tren para Barcelona?
Answer, no. The train for Barcelona is over there. Now be careful, because when you're saying is over there, you're talking about where something is. So, how would you say, no, the train for Barcelona is over there?
No, el tren para Barcelona está allí.
No, el tren para Barcelona está allí.
So again, what is to arrive in Spanish, to arrive?
Llegar.
Llegar.
To say it arrives or he arrives or the train arrives, you just get rid of the R from the end of to arrive. So again, what was to arrive?
Llegar.
Llegar.
So, get rid of the R from the end of that, and what are you left with?
Llega.
Llega.
That means arrives, so how would you say the train arrives?
El tren llega.
El tren llega.
To ask, does the train arrive, you simply change the order round. So again, one more time, what was the train arrives?
El tren llega.
El tren llega.
And now, to say, does the train arrive, you're going to turn it round and say, arrives the train? How would you say that?
Llega el tren.
Llega el tren.
How would you say, at what time does the train arrive? Literally, at what time arrives the train?
¿A qué hora llega el tren?
¿A qué hora llega el tren?
What is to Madrid in Spanish? To Madrid.
A Madrid.
A Madrid.
To say at or in Madrid, you will also say
A Madrid.
A Madrid.
How would you say, at what time does the train arrive in Madrid? Literally, at what time arrives the train in Madrid?
¿A qué hora llega el tren a Madrid?
¿A qué hora llega el tren a Madrid?
At what time does the train arrive in Barcelona?
¿A qué hora llega el tren a Barcelona?
¿A qué hora llega el tren a Barcelona?
You may get a variety of answers to this. For instance, they may say now. How would you say that?
Ahora.
Ahora.
Or later. What about later? How would you say that?
Más tarde.
Más tarde.
What is your father in Spanish?
Su padre.
Su padre.
Your mother.
Su madre.
Su madre.
Your name.
Su nombre.
Su nombre.
How would you say your ticket in Latin America?
Su boleto.
And how would you say your ticket in Spain?
Su billete.
So again, what is the Latin American word for ticket?
Boleto.
What do you think the Latin American for tickets would be?
Boletos.
So how do you think you would say your tickets?
Sus boletos.
Now, the word you used for your may well have been
su.
However, just as we add s onto the end of something in English when there's more than one, the same happens in Spanish. So in English, we have one ticket, but two tickets. So of course, ticket in Latin American Spanish for one ticket is
boleto.
But tickets is
boletos.
Just like in English, an S is added to the end. Ticket becomes tickets. However, what's different about Spanish is what happens to the word for your. In English, we say your ticket and your tickets. However, in Spanish, not only do you add an S to the end of the word for ticket, but you also add it on the end of the word for your. So it's a bit like saying in English, your ticket, but yours tickets. So again, let's try. How would you say your ticket for one ticket in Latin American Spanish?
Su boleto.
But your tickets, and you're going to add an S onto the end of the word for your.
Sus boletos.
Let's try it now with the Spanish in Spain. Again, how would you say your ticket in Spain?
Su billete.
But your tickets, adding an S both to your and to tickets?
Sus billetes.
So, in Spain, how would the conductor ask you for your tickets? Literally saying, your tickets, please.
Sus billetes, por favor.
And in Mexico, how would they do the same? Your tickets, please.
Sus boletos, por favor.
Once more, what is to visit in Spanish?
Visitar.
Visitar.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
To decorate.
Decorar.
Decorar.
to reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
To mark.
Marcar.
Marcar.
To camp.
Acampar.
Acampar.
To desire.
Desear.
Desear.
To pay.
Pagar.
Pagar.
How would you say you have to pay?
Tiene que pagar.
Tiene que pagar.
So again, what was I have to in Spanish?
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
He, she, you have to.
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
You, informal, have to.
Tienes que.
Tienes que.
You, all of you, the two of you, have to.
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
They have to.
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
Finally, we have to.
Tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
And again, back to you, formal have to.
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
How would you say you have to pay here?
Tiene que pagar aquí.
Tiene que pagar aquí.
You have to pay now.
Tiene que pagar ahora.
Tiene que pagar ahora.
A supplement in Spanish, a supplement is
un suplemento.
Un suplemento.
So how would you say you have to pay a supplement?
Tiene que pagar un suplemento.
Tiene que pagar un suplemento.
How would you say I must pay a supplement?
Tengo que pagar un suplemento.
Tengo que pagar un suplemento.
Now try turning it into a question and say, I have to pay a supplement.
Tengo que pagar un suplemento.
Tengo que pagar un suplemento.
Let's try another scenario now. You're going to take a train in Latin America. Start by saying, where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un boleto?
You're told by a station employee, over there.
Allí.
Say thank you.
Gracias.
You get to the ticket office and say, I would like two tickets for Chihuahua, please.
Quisiera dos boletos para Chihuahua, por favor.
The person at the ticket office asks you, first or second class?
Primera o segunda clase.
Answer, second class, please.
Segunda clase, por favor.
Ask, is it direct?
¿Es directo?
The person at the ticket office says, yes, it's direct. How would they say that?
Sí, es directo.
They say, 30 pesos, please.
30 pesos, por favor.
You pay, and she hands you your tickets, saying, your tickets.
Sus boletos.
Say thank you.
Gracias.
Out on the platform, you are looking for your train. Ask the station guard and say, is this the train for Chihuahua?
¿Es este el tren para Chihuahua?
The station guard replies, no, the train for Chihuahua is over there.
No, el tren para Chihuahua está allí.
Sometime later, on the train headed for Chihuahua, a conductor comes round. He says, tickets, please.
Boletos, por favor.
To another passenger who has brought a bicycle on board, he says, you must pay a supplement. How does he say that?
Tiene que pagar un suplemento.
Finally, he reaches the area where you are sitting. Again, he says, your tickets, please.
Sus boletos, por favor.
A while later, the train begins to slow down, and you ask another passenger. You say, excuse me, at what time does the train arrive in Chihuahua?
Perdone, ¿a qué hora llega el tren a Chihuahua?
The passenger says to you, now.
Ahora.
You quickly get off the train. Let's try doing the same once again, taking a train, but this time in Spain. Start by asking a passerby where you can buy a ticket. Say, where can I buy a ticket?
¿Dónde puedo comprar un billete?
The passerby tells you, over there.
Allí.
Say thank you.
Gracias.
You get into the ticket office and you say, I would like 2 tickets for Madrid, please.
Quisiera 2 billetes para Madrid, por favor.
Person at the ticket office asks you, first or second class?
Primera o segunda clase.
Reply, second class, please.
Segunda clase, por favor.
Ask also, is it direct?
¿Es directo?
The person at the ticket office says, yes, it's direct.
Sí, es directo.
They tell you, 30 euros, please.
30 euros, por favor.
You pay and she hands you your tickets, saying, your tickets.
Sus billetes.
Say thank you.
Gracias.
Out on the platform, you ask a station guard, is this the train for Madrid?
¿Es este el tren para Madrid?
The station guard says, no, the train for Madrid is over there.
No, el tren para Madrid está allí.
Sometime later, on a train headed for Madrid, a conductor boards and asks, "Tickets, please."
Billetes, por favor.
To another passenger who has brought a bicycle on board, the conductor says, "You must pay a supplement."
Tiene que pagar un suplemento.
Finally, he reaches the area where you are sitting and asks, "Your tickets, please."
Sus billetes, por favor.
A while later, as the train slows down, you ask another passenger, "Excuse me, at what time does the train arrive in Madrid?"
Perdone, ¿a qué hora llega el tren a Madrid?
The passenger tells you, "Now."
Ahora.
You quickly get off the train. What is "for me" in Spanish?
Para mí.
Para mí.
For you.
Para usted.
Para usted.
How about "with you"?
Con usted.
Con usted.
Again, if you want to remember the word for "with", simply think of chili with meat, chili con carne. How about "with bath"?
Con baño.
Con baño.
How would you say, "I would like a double room with bath, please"?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño, por favor.
Again, what was "for me"?
Para mí.
Para mí.
And for you?
Para usted.
Para usted.
Now keep in mind that we're using this word to mean "for" when we're talking about who something is for. Of course, if we're talking about how long something is for, we'll use a different word. For example, how would you say "for one night"?
Por una noche.
Por una noche.
For two nights.
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
And again, for one night.
Por una noche.
Por una noche.
How would you say, "I would like a double room with bath for one night, please"?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por una noche, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por una noche, por favor.
How about "I would like a double room with bath for two nights, please"?
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por dos noches, por favor.
Quisiera una habitación doble con baño por dos noches, por favor.
How would you say "I have a double room with bath"?
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
So, how would you say "it is" in Spanish? It is. There are actually two ways to say it. Let's try the slightly shorter one first.
Es.
Es.
And the slightly longer one for talking about where something is.
Está.
Está.
So, sticking with the shorter one for the moment, how would you say, how much is it?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
How would you say 10 euros?
10 euros.
10 euros.
How about 10 pesos?
10 pesos.
10 pesos.
So, what is I can in Spanish? I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
And I can if you emphasize the word for I?
Yo puedo.
Yo puedo.
He, she, or you can formal?
Puede.
Puede.
She can if you emphasize the she.
Ella puede.
Ella puede.
You can, formal if you emphasize the you.
Usted puede.
Usted puede.
He can, emphasizing the